We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Sabres fans, sorry.
I know.
I didn't stay up for it.
I watched the first period. You stayed up for the overtime?
Well, it wasn't that late.
Wow.
It wasn't too bad.
Checked the score this morning. I saw they lost in overtime. That's
overtime.
A rough one.
And like a, fluky goal, I guess you could say.
Was it?
Yeah, the guy kind of looked like he was going to pass it into the Canadiens guy. They were all in like a straight line to the goal. They were all like over here.
Yeah.
And the one guy, it looked like he passed it, but then everybody moved and ended up being a shot and just went by the goalie. And it was
that's a bummer.
Big bummer.
Sorry. Well, so who's in it now? Where are we at now?
It's them and the Carolina Panthers and the Knights and Avalanche
tomorrow. Yeah,
that I guess is gonna be the big
Golden Knights
fat
at
series.
Avalanche and Canadiens at Hurricanes.
So probably Hurricanes and Avalanche.
You think that's who goes to the Stanley Cup?
Right. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't follow any. I only was rooting for Buffalo Sabres because of Buffalo fans.
I don't know enough.
How y'all enjoying the heat, gang? That was a hot one yesterday, bud. Hot one yesterday. We got well into the 90s.
Man, that was like...
You got out to Otisco, you said?
Had to go in the water.
Yeah?
Had to.
What does Elsa do when you're in the water? Just like stays on the shore?
It depends on where we are.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't go, you know, swimming.
Sure.
There sure. So much. Verona, I will, and she's going to have to come with me and deal with it for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But there, she'll either come kind of near me or just, like, I have her on that long-ass retractable leash.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She's like 10 feet away.
All right, you stay right there. I'm going to go in. You just stay on the leash.
Yeah, I'll just hold it and kind of wade in real quick and give myself a dunk, and then we walk around. She'll go in here and there because she all of a sudden will be like, okay, oh, it is. It's hot. All right, I'm going to go in the water.
I'm
going to
get a little wet here, yeah. All right, cool. Cool.
So it's not bait. Not bait.
Hot one yesterday, like 7 inches on a midday sun.
Santana again.
Santana. Yep. Another hot one today.
Yeah, it's warm in here already.
It's already warm in here as that sun's coming out. Oh. It's nice. Summertime, it's nice.
Summertime.
315-364-1009, K-Rock text line. Of course, streaming. Mics are always hot on twitch.tv/the show. Twitch.tv/the show. I don't know what's going on with the Apple Podcasts. I'm aware of the problem. Some of you are getting Apple Podcasts of the show. Some of you are not. And then I do a thing, and then sometimes I don't know how to fix it. I'm working on it. That's all I'll say.
Did you start a specialty show about apples? You
I did.
About?
It's all about apples.
Oh,
talking
in on that.
Cortlands. I'm talking galas. Well, I'm talking Macintosh.
And you're just not even scratching the surface. There's so many new apples now. Oh my God. What episode do you want to do? New apples.
I know. There's a whole. We can do a new app. New. What were the new ones?
I mean, there was lemonade apple.
Was there a pink lady?
Pink lady. Uh-huh. That cosmic crisp.
Uh huh. So we got a whole lot of coverage.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry, Sabres fans.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, Sabres fans.
A double spoiler.
Yeah, Michael just checking in. It'll be people checking in all morning saying, "Oh, the Sabres last night." So I'm not going to revisit it. It's a little bit of a wound, but you know, you move on.
It's one of those that all you're right. All morning, someone would be like, "Too soon,"
and then
no, you're right. We didn't touch on that at all.
I didn't think to touch on that major loss. No, I didn't. Well, now we can move on to things that actually matter. And that's the World Welding Competition.
All right, let's do it. I'm in.
As it's kicking off in September, Michaela Sposito will be the first woman ever to represent the U.S. in the World Welding Competition.
Okay.
I wish I could weld. I'm always fascinated by it. It's a really impressive skill to me. I don't know what I would need that skill for.
Yeah, I don't know either, but it'd be cool.
It'd be a cool skill to have. I like to watch videos of people welding things.
It's cool when two pieces of metal get melted together. So.
And then I like to watch like the students doing welding. Maybe that's what I'll do for my next career is I'll be a welder. They're like, I watch the students weld, and then the teachers come over and they go, it's a good bead.
Oh, good. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they analyze it.
You're going to be that guy?
No, I got to be the student first. I got to be the guy being analyzed by the professor.
So first you're going to welding school.
I got to go to welding school.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you'll be the teacher.
Well, obviously, I'll excel
you'll
at
be
welding.
So good I'll at be the it. Best that they'll be ever. Like, there's no need to have 20 plus years of experience.
I excel at everything I do. Radio.
Yep.
Streaming.
Are you going to like
love making?
Chop off a pinky immediately as like
Why?
The sign of, like, the welders
Solidarity?
And the woods people, like, oh, I did the circular saw and cut off a finger. Oh,
nah, I don't think I'm
going
to go that far.
I was welding and burned off a whole pinky.
From Dexter, Michigan, Michaela Sposito will make history as the first woman representing the United States in welding.
Perfect.
At September's World Skills Competition in China. She secured her spot by winning the U.S. Weld Trials in Alabama.
Bama? That's where they would be.
How do you judge a good weld versus another weld?
Especially because it's going to be the exact same thing. You know what I mean? What are you doing? Because they're not going to be like, all right, bring us your best thing. And someone, welds together two pieces of metal. Oh, look, I made a bracket. I made a night suit. It'd have to be the same, so it's going to be, all right,
yeah,
show me your bracket. Okay, now show me your bracket.
I think it comes down to the videos I watch where, like, the professor analyzes the bead or whatever the technical word is for it.
Yep, like, oh.
They go, that's a good one.
Your bead is more of a dollop.
World Skills, described as the Olympics of skilled trades, determine global leaders in technical disciplines, including construction, manufacturing, and robotics. She trains 80 hours a week.
No. Come on.
She's the sixth, community college she goes to, and it's very exciting for her. Mm-hmm.
That's 80 hours a week.
I mean, I would hope that you're doing actual welding and not just like practicing welding, like do a job now.
But that's a little insane.
That's a lot of it. That's too much.
Or
you're like, not doing anything but welding at 80 hours a week.
Or like you were saying, is it like her job and she's doing it
for 40 hours
a
week?
And then also.
So for 8 hours, she does a job and then does another 8 hours?
Right. Every day.
Of welding.
Eh.
I mean, like, Olympians don't make any money.
Right?
Well, welders make a lot of money. So maybe, like, being, like, having that badge of honor of being, like, one of the world's greatest welders, you make a lot of money.
Or she very clearly likes it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hey. Stick pieces of metal together.
Cindy said it's never too late to become a welder. Maybe I'll do that.
There you go. Go
Maybe
ahead.
Maybe I'll do it. Get
in on it.
What do I got to do? Do I got to get like a certificate or something? Do I got to go somewhere and learn? I got a steady hand.
You got to get one of those masks first.
Got to get one of those masks.
And then I think then you just start getting jobs.
As soon as I get the mask?
I think so.
Because they see that I own the mask?
You got to walk. You start walking around town holding it. Mm-hmm. And people be like, hey, you a welder? Looking for work.
And then isn't there like ones called like TIG? Like, you doing TIG? We talking TIG?
Talking TIG? It sounds familiar, but no, I don't know the world enough.
I don't know either. That's why I got to get into it.
I like the noise that thing makes.
Why do I got to fake my age if Bo... Oh, because BOCES is for like high school kids.
You know when they're starting it and it makes that like...
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. TIG, STIG, and MIG are the three.
Hey,
all right.
Whoa, fellas. Hey, let's...
I focus mostly Careful. On stick and MIG, but you guys can do TIG.
I'm a triple threat.
You're a triple threat? I'm doing all three.
Triple threat welder. I bet Oversight is. He made that.
Oversight's a phenomenal welder. He made all this stuff over here, yeah.
So.
And I know Pat Lucas does like metal work stuff. A lot of you have, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, on the regular, I'm working with the abs of steel.
Yeah.
Huh? Huh?
Text line says, first step, go to Harbor Freight and buy a welder. And I can just start welding at home?
Don't.
I can do home welding?
People, please don't just go out and buy a a flame
set. Why can't I do that?
Unless you have some type of experience.
I gotta learn a trade.
Something.
I gotta have a skill.
I don't know if it was that one, though.
I gotta figure out a skill to have.
I don't know. I mean,
I could be a sexy welder. I could have a YouTube channel where I'm a sexy welder.
I like that. You know how they wear those, what are they, like the big schmocks?
Yeah. Mine would be assless.
Exactly.
I would just
every
wear
time
the
you turn around, it was his ass cheek.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, this? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, I'm over there. Gonna get that on the other side of the room.
Follow us where the mics are always on. We're talking ankle pain.
Talking ankles.
Talking ankles. Twitch and YouTube. Twitch.tv/theshow. I stole that from an un-user.
Good, though.
Nobody was using it, so no. I stole it.
You asked.
I asked.
And you were awarded it.
Because every time I go in other people's chats, they were like, thanks for the follow, Crocs and Sinana. Yep. Crockney.
Hey, welcome, Croc.
And nobody was using the show, and I said, I want that. So I took it, twitch.tv/theshow. Update your links. TSA is learning a very difficult lesson now. I mean, they've gone through enough this year, but they tried to put out just like a funny message. And you can't do that, because then people are going to accept that challenge.
Well, not the time. Probably. Everyone hates airports right now.
Yeah. On social media, the TSA said, quote, you can't allow protein shakes larger than 3.4 ounces. And then they made a joke where they said, but bring as many rotisserie chickens as you can fit in your carry-on. Well, now people are doing it.
Wait.
It's a joke. What? They're making a joke.
Yeah, but what's the joke?
I don't know.
Is there a viral thing going on? What a weird...
It said, here's the exact quote.
What a weird attempt at a joke, though.
Protein shakes, ?, 3.4 ounces or less, but rotisserie chickens, ?, as many as you can fit in your carry-on. Well, naturally, people gonna start bringing rotisserie chickens.
Is it because of the protein in the chicken?
I think they just made a joke. I honestly think you're overthinking what they said. I think they just said a random item.
It's got to be that. It has to be. That chicken has protein, or else that's the worst.
Oh, so that's like their...
Because that's, you can have as much chicken as you want. Because that would be the most failed attempt ever if it was a completely unrelated item. You can fit as many spaghetti squashes as you please into your backpack.
That must be it, then. That's the replacement for the protein.
It's better, but not by much, because like you said now, you're going to get people shoving chickens into their bags, and you're going to have a stinky airplane.
Yeah. There are people who are either posting real photos of rotisserie chickens in their bags, or just AI versions. So now, they have a list of things that are allowed. If you want to have some fun, you go to the TSA website and you click on the What Can I Bring tool.
Mm-hmm.
And I will ask you, bowling balls and bowling pins allowed?
No, I would say no.
It's allowed.
It's allowed. Yes. No, I would say yes if I could venture a guess.
Cremated remains.
Yes, but it's a certain way they have to travel.
It's got to be in a screenable container.
Yeah.
You need to be able to wear like a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, like Frank. Frank can fly. Take them with me everywhere on airplanes. They scan that ish real fast.
You can bring your loved one's ashes, but I got to look at them quick.
Just pour it out of the bag. There you go.
He's fine, right? He's good?
Right there.
He's good.
Oh my God, sir. Yeah. We put them back now?
Whole pies and cakes.
If you can bring a chicken... You could probably bring a pie.
You can bring whole pies and cakes. I mean, look at me. I'm walking around with all this cake.
There's a lot of cake that you bring on an airplane.
Everywhere I go, this cake is on me. What am I going to do?
Are you going to leave it at home?
Frozen breast milk.
Yeah, because it's not liquid.
Yep. As long as it's frozen. Wait, so I can't... Like, the theory is that liquid can make a bomb. I don't know how liquid makes bombs.
But if it's frozen... You don't got time for it to thaw to make your bomb.
Okay.
You're going to be against the clock.
No one's ever invented like a frozen bomb situation?
Not till I just said that.
All right. Well,
no, I don't understand how bombs are made. So.
I don't know how you'd pull this off. Maybe you'd have to check it. Live fish and live lobsters.
Hey, you want to go on a plane?
Because they would need to be in a liquid. That could be my bomb liquid, right?
They said no.
Our fish don't want to travel?
They said no, they're not allowed.
If I can't bring liquid, but I can bring fish and lobsters, yeah.
Oh.
So do I have to check? Do I have to check the fish and lobsters?
Yes.
Because then that's just on the more liquid that I can make bombs with.
And then they got to go down. Let's say downstairs. Do they got to go onto the plane?
Like with the dogs and horses,
right?
Whole watermelons.
Ooh, I don't. Yes.
You can bring a whole watermelon on a plane, bud.
All right.
You can bring a whole watermelon on a plane.
Offer up a Squeaky Melly challenge.
You can go for it. This is just my flying watermelon.
Mile High Squeaky Melly challenge. Mm.
Puka, Bella, I'm sure you've noticed some changes.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just practicing for when I have to tell the dogs about the twins. You know, because they'll...
Be fine in the spacious third row seat.
But the twins...
Can sleep peacefully thanks to the rear manual sunshade.
And what about the...
Extra cargo space for strollers and dog beds?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can we go to the hospital now? The contractions are getting closer.
The three-row Lexus TX. Because everyone should feel like the center of the universe. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
The Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, presented by Topps Friendly Markets, in and around Clinton Square, coming up in just a couple of weeks, my friends. And you should be there.
Okay.
Friday and Saturday music all day, both days.
You twisted my arm.
Biggest live music fest you're ever going to see in Central New York. All of the bands, all of the musicians, and so much great food. Of course, information to Taste of Syracuse. .com. I rarely side with a 62-year-old Florida man. Generally, they're doing something I probably disagree with. And I don't know if I would agree with this fella on most things. But he was arrested for destroying a neighbor's motion light. Now, here's what happened.
Not allowed to do that.
62-year-old man in Florida was arrested after marching over to his neighbor's property at 3 a.m. to destroy a malfunctioning floodlight. He was completely nude, except for a watch, flip-flops, and a headlamp. It was 3 in the morning, though. And my guess is probably this stupid floodlight
all
was
day.
Like on, off, on. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Hums. Makes, you know what I mean? It's got like some short in it.
It's something about, I would get it. If I had a neighbor with a gigantic spotlight on my house or whatever floodlight situation is.
Yeah, same.
And it won't stay on. And then it goes off and it's on and it's off and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you just lose your mind at some point. Now, you can't destroy other property.
Have you tried talking to your neighbor?
I ain't doing that. He was upset about the malfunctioning motion light. So you can see footage of him nude, carrying the ladder.
Nice.
Climbed up and yanked the floodlight off the wall.
Oh, okay. Whoa.
Left it on the ground.
Careful, you're talking about a guy being nude and yanking.
He removed it so forcefully, he allegedly caused $800 in damaging.
Whoa.
In damage, rather.
Was it on a business? Was it like a business grade?
No, just his neighbors.
Like, holy cow. How big was it? $800 of damage.
I only have his mugshot. I don't have the footage of the actual.
He is clothed in his
mugshot.
You're gonna say I don't have any pictures of his penis.
And he looks just like a miserable Florida boomer. So like, I'm sure he's not the most pleasant of dudes. But I'm gonna side with him on this one. You're bothering me with your lights.
Yeah.
Jeff says my neighbor has one that does that, and they're 20 feet away from us. Ugh. Text line, I have a neighbor with a floodlight that's on and off all night. It's super annoying.
BB gun.
Like, what are the rules about that? Like, is that light pollution or are you...
Probably nothing. I'm sure there's nothing anybody could do.
If I just played music at full volume all night, wouldn't that...
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea how lights work.
Wouldn't that... He doesn't know how lights work.
I don't even get electricity at all.
I don't know how lights work at all, you guys.
Nope.
It's time for a little high strangeness.
Okay, I'm ready. Songs that remember at
Now I'm kind of want to know more about my homeboy here on the text line. This might be for another day. He texted yesterday, said, I run a cemetery and it's warm working outdoors all day.
Oh.
To which I replied to him. He said, I have plenty of weird videos of things being thrown at the cemetery, perfect for high strangeness.
And perfect for a ghost hunt.
Yeah, he sent me his TikTok, Beard Dude with two E's. Beard Dude with two E's. I got to learn more about you, bud.
Yes, meet up over there.
I got to come to your cemetery.
Spend the night
things.
In a cemetery.
And I'm spending the night. I just be there for a couple, two, 3 hours.
All night long.
I got to know more about this guy's cemetery. But today, we're not into ghosts. Well, kind of we are into ghosts. As you may not know this about me, but I
am a ghost.
I'm a ghost. I've never been here. I've never been here.
I knew it.
No, I've never. I believe in guardian angels. I've talked about that, right?
Okay, I think so.
And I have a personal like guardian angel story. Today's High Strangeness is about guardian angels and like, you know, angels interacting with people's lives.
Yeah.
And I have one story that I shared. And it was when I was living in Flushing, Queens, and I was walking down sidewalk, and I had earbuds in or headphones on or something, listening to music, and I went to step off the sidewalk, and something pulled my shirt back onto the sidewalk, and a bus ripped right in front of me, and I looked around, and there was nobody around. And at that moment, I was like, all right.
Homeless Spider-Man.
I hope so.
Saved your life.
Now, that could have been my grandfather. Could have been somebody else being my,
I don't know. Mine's Patrick Swayze, so.
Yours? Oh, your ghost? Your ghost?
Yeah.
So I'm going to have, I'll just play one clip. There's a bunch of these stories online, and I just found a couple from last night. This is just audio today. Of people believing they had an angel encounter. Not even necessarily like a religious angel encounter. Like some kind of guardian angel situation.
It was the evening of Sunday, January 21st, 2001. To be exact, around 6:20 to 6:40 p.m. I was on the way from Winn-Dixie, where I'm currently working, heading home. I was turning left at a yellow light, confidently thinking the truck 25 to 35 feet away was going to come to a stop. I was wrong. The truck hit the passenger side of my little 1989 hunchback Hyundai, my very first car, at 45 to 50 miles per hour.
Oof.
Thank God no one was riding with me, or they wouldn't be here today. In some odd way, my vehicle managed to miss a pole that was clearly supposed to be struck with my car by the angle the guy hit me at. I ended up on the other side of the pole in the other lane, as if I was heading back towards my job. As the vehicle got closer to impact, the more things began to become a dream to me. All I remember is the truck hitting my vehicle in slow motion. Time went on, not sure how much. But I was awoken by the touch of a presence upon my face, a woman.
Nice.
Being that she was on the passenger side, which was struck by my truck, looking into the vehicle, I knew that she didn't reach in and touch me, but it was like a spiritual connection. As I awoke with this touch, I looked to my right to see a lady with red hair. I can't remember her clothing, but I asked what happened and she said, "You've just been in an accident." I was still recovering, and I responded by saying, "Oh, for real?" Kind of slow. She then said, "Yes, everything is okay. The ambulance is on the way." I said, "Okay." I never noticed her leave the side of my car. It was like a minute or less after our conversation that the police and ambulance were pulling up. My car was totaled. The accident was so bad that it was already documented that there had been a fatality. Out of amazement, everyone sees a skinny 5'9", 16-year-old kid get out of the vehicle with few scratches and no injuries. Note that the person that hit me was a guy that attended my school.
Oh.
This is the part that gets me. You know how there was a witness that explained what happened and everything they saw? Well, there was only one witness, and it was a male. He claimed he saw everything, being that he was behind me. I told everyone about the lady with red hair, and they say there was only one witness to see the accident, which was that man. My mother says it was my guardian angel. If I would have died that day, I probably would be headed for hell.
Jesus.
But thank you for God's grace.
Okay.
He saved me and gave me another chance. I'm 22 now. I've been becoming closer and closer to him every day. Thank God that I'm here to tell my story.
Now that gets a little religious at the end, because obviously people like to lean on that.
As it should.
Guardian angel stuff, but it's weird that he's in an accident.
Yeah.
He goes through a pole somehow, glances over to his passenger side. There's a woman with red hair who says, everything's fine, you're going to be on, whatever. He gets out of the car. They assumed he was dead. And that was his guardian angel.
Walks away.
Do you guys have any guardian angel stories like that? Like where something tragic should have happened, but some weird divine inter, like...
The tragic thing usually does happen for me.
That's a bummer. Dunes shared her story.
Yeah.
We did Guardian Angels for High Strangeness today, and there's a million stories. Here's Dunes. I was on the Viper back at Darien Lake.
Viper.
The attendant didn't come and check the overhead harness. We were going up the ramp, and I could move my harness all the way off. I was freaking out and just trying to click it shut. Just as we were about to go over the edge, I felt a pressure on my chest, and it clicked into place.
Nice.
Somebody grabbed your hooters.
Nice.
Very nice.
A ghost was like, I got this one.
Oh, don't mind if I do. College chick with her hoodies out. Very nice.
Woohoo!
Oneida's getting a little raindrops. All right. All right, it's dark outside. It's not raining downtown yet.
It looks like when they show the radar that later on tonight, all of this heat is like in a ball.
Gonna burn off.
And is ready to just be mushed together in a big thunderbolt.
America's favorite pizza chain is...
Hold on.
Because today's National Pizza Party Day, and I would like to have a pizza party. Thank you.
I'm gonna go out on a limb.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say Little Caesars.
Nope, Pizza Hut.
Damn it.
Because I think Pizza Hut, as much as we have
everywhere.
So many pizza chains here.
Yeah.
I don't think most of the country has that many options.
No, and it's like Pizza Hut, Domino's.
Yeah, like for those of you listening around the country, what are your options? You have gross-ass Marco's pizza. You have that gross-ass mushroom.
Mellow mushroom from the ACC games that we watch.
Oh, my God. Trash.
Although the Marco's ads have always worked on me because I've seen them so much. I just want to try it, but it doesn't even look that good in the commercials.
It's not good.
It does not look that good in the commercials.
That is the worst part about going on family trips with my family is that pizza sucks everywhere else.
And that's because that's an easy... All right, we're on vacation.
Grab a pizza.
The pizza sucks. Yeah.
Even in California, pizza sucks. Down south, oh, you poor bastards down south.
Nope.
It is the worst pizza options you've ever had.
Well, every once in a while, I read a funny article about a place that like gets a tanker full of our water to make bagels and pizza crust
and
pizza stuff.
Good pizza dough, yeah.
It's like, you're damn right, we got that good sulfur in there to make it all delicious.
Well, according to a new report, Pizza Hut is still America's favorite pizza chain. 19% said it was their preferred place. And I did see a guy who just bought a bunch of Pizza Huts to make them retro Pizza Huts.
Ooh,
that's the smart move.
It really is. At least one should attempt it and just to see. You know what I mean?
Like, there's definitely been one, and it has worked. But I mean, like, you can do the retro vibe. But you gotta do what you used to do, Pizza Hut.
You have to make it look. Yep.
And I know I harp on this a lot. I don't want your hand tossed crust.
No.
Get it out of here.
No. Yeah.
You gotta go back to daily. I think you used to make your dough fresh every day, and you'd put it in the pan for the pan pizza.
Well, and I won't. This might not be everywhere, but we had a place growing up that had. People we went to high school with work at it, so they told us all their secrets, and it was all just frozen.
Oh, Pizza Hut was?
But But we still liked it because then they would, you know, they sprayed it with the things or whatever.
All right,
and
now fine.
They've got the other stuff. But if I mean, that might not be everywhere.
If
either.
The frozen works, fine.
And I liked it.
But you got to go back to whatever you were doing back in the 80s and 90s because you're not doing it now.
Nope.
I want that greasy. Yes,
spray with that oil.
Pan pizza with like, I want my hands wrecked.
Because I haven't done it in a long time, but I did it with the Pizza Hut like 2 summers ago, what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
How when you're ordering, you gotta watch what options you
pick.
Your
default option is hand toss, and that's trash. That's a trash crust.
100%. Gotta get.
Not coming to you for a hand toss pie?
No.
Oh my God.
Get out of town.
22% say they prefer local or regional, but your top three in the nation goes Pizza Hut, Domino's.
Oh, Domino.
Papa John's.
Yeah.
Which slapped.
Yeah.
I got it on Friday.
Yeah.
I got their version of a deep dish.
Mm-hmm.
Little Caesars, and then closing it out with Marco's Pizza.
Really? I mean, that's...
Marco's. I ain't trying to sully the Marco's name in case somebody is listening of importance,
but
it ain't good.
Yeah, but
it ain't good.
When you've had it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
It ain't good. You guys are missing out. The poor. We know good pizza in Central New York.
Yes.
And we got good pizza. Want me just to want me to play a song?
No more anything. All right. Let's go.
Number one,
let's go.
How about I play a song?
We're about to Syracuse over there. Cody 5th and 6th and Gilligan's on ice cream, and then we'll be there. Okay,
Cody is in hell right now because he had to sit through all those commercials with all this ice cream in front of him. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to K-Rock. Gil and Andy are back from Gilligan's. What's happening, fellas?
Good morning. Hey, good morning.
As we've done for many, many years, we like to have a show ice cream at the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always a big hit.
Yeah.
And we always have to have our tastes and our samples and figure out what the concoction's going to be before Taste of Syracuse. But let's run down what else you're going to have at Taste of Syracuse. Dill Pickle's going to be there?
Yep, Dill Pickle will be there again.
And some boozy ice
creams? Yep, we'll have our boozy ice creams. You got to be 21 to consume.
Got to be 21.
But we have a great variety of alcohol ice creams, maple whiskey, bourbon vanilla,
okay,
raspberry wine,
ooh,
Bailey's and Kahlua,
mm-hmm,
you name it. We've got a good variety.
But I hear it's been a busy year for you two.
Yes.
We've got a grocery store now? What happened?
Sure.
Why did we open a grocery store?
So, down in Sherburn, we had the Big M.
Yep. Yeah, right across from you guys.
Yep, and about a year ago, they decided to close.
Okay.
Which left the whole area without a grocery store.
Okay.
So, we already had the building that we were going to put our manufacturing in. And we decided to pivot a little bit. We brought the manager on board. It works for us.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it worked out well.
Awesome.
And we opened a little market down in Sherburn.
What's the grocery store called? The market.
Gilligan's Fresh Market.
Gilligan's Fresh Market.
Keep the brand going.
And in the studio, you have what I have never heard of these, but you say they have been a big seller at your market. What are these?
So these are glaziers. Pickled Polish sausage.
Pickled Polish sausage from up in the Potsdam area.
Correct.
You're bringing it down to Sherburn, and you say, people, how many gallons of these have you gone through?
We have sold over 500 gallons.
What is going on in Sherburn?
There is a cult.
They got to get these pickled Polish sausages. So if you are in the Sherburn area and you got a craving for some Glazier's pickled Polish sausage.
There you go.
Head on over to Gilligan's Fresh Market.
For sure. Perfect.
All right.
Absolutely.
So this year, we had the idea, because Cody is very much, and I too, I love this Biscoff cookie butter. Seems like the trend this year has been this cookie butter. And you like the cookies.
Yeah, all of
it. I like the actual jar of the creamy cookie butter, and we thought, let's do something with the cookie butter. We didn't have a name until Gil had the best idea, Butterface. We're going to call it Butterface. That's the best name.
Definitely. Yeah.
I like it.
Yep.
So we've got four options here. Now talk to me a little bit about, have you done a Bischoff
however you say it? And in fact, I only remember ever having these on an airplane.
Yeah, same
that's
with
the only
Cody.
Place that I didn't even know they sold them in the store.
That's where I learned of them the first time. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, these are a hit.
Then I find them at the store. I'm like, we gotta do something with this. And you guys had your audience was interested. So
we're going to try a Bischoff kind of idea. I don't know what I'm saying. It's a cookie butter ice cream? Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we decided to start with the base. The base is cookie butter flavoring. So we the first thing you're going to try is the just plain cookie butter ice cream.
All right, this is just the base ice cream. Before we start mixing stuff in.
Right.
What was your process of making the cookie butter ice cream? You just took the cookie butter and...
No, I had to find a flavoring and an actual concentrate and put in there. But it's amazing.
It's
amazing.
Really good.
It is really good. It'd make a great soft serve.
Whoa! Yes.
Oh, wow, yeah, it would. You know, yeah, it would.
It would make a really good soft serve. So
I like that.
So we figured we get once you got the base good, now you start. Okay, what are we gonna bring to the party?
Mm-hmm.
So
I could literally just eat this as it is.
Yeah,
I don't need anything more in there.
That's banging.
But let's make it even better.
Let's make it better. So what's our second option?
So the second option is a vanilla base. It's not even the cookie butter base.
Okay,
but we decided to swirl in the Biscoff cookie butter.
Oh my god!
And the Biscoff cookies.
What is he doing? Is he okay over there?
Oh my god!
Then you let go.
And I didn't even know this existed either, the Biscoff butter.
Yeah.
I'm like, put that on some bread for a sandwich.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
For sure. For sure.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
That's so good.
Bro.
That's the best day ever.
This is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're eating the same ice cream, but it's not.
Mm-mm.
This is the cookie butter ice cream.
Correct.
This is vanilla ice cream with the cookie butter cookies in it.
Yep. Right, and the swirl.
And the swirl, dude.
Right.
This is already tough. All right, number three.
So let's do number three.
There we go.
In the past, you guys have always enjoyed bringing nuts to the party.
Andy, how dare you?
So I said, let's bring him some nuts.
Okay.
So this second one is cookie butter ice cream with Nutella swirl and the Biscoff cookies.
Okay, let me try this one. let me get a little bit of everything in here.
Oh, my God.
I'll let Cody go first.
I already did.
Yeah?
I'm already going for second. Uh-oh. This is dangerous here.
Nutella's great. You can't go wrong with Nutella.
Uh-huh.
Come on, guys.
Wow.
Come on, guys.
That's so good. Okay. All right.
Now I don't know how I'm supposed to pick any of these.
All right.
So the last one is kind of the creation you guys kind of mentioned.
Okay.
And it's the cookie butter ice cream
with
the raspberry swirl and the Biscoff cookies.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let's get down to business.
We're back to our kind of jam type.
Yeah, the Dingleberry cookie jam, one of our best. Let me try them.
This one.
Winner already, huh?
This one.
This one.
I want to ask
the professionals. If you had to pick one of the four, what were you guys going with?
I was going with raspberry.
Gil? I went Nutella.
You went Nutella?
Yeah. Okay.
He's a nut guy.
Okay. Gil loves nuts.
Yep.
All right. You're the professional.
Connoisseur.
I was going to say number two. I was leaning towards number two.
Yeah.
Until this. But I like the little change up with the raspberry.
Yeah, I do.
You guys always get me with the raspberry swirl.
Yeah,
it just does something to the ice cream.
Yep.
I think I got to go number four, Gil. I'm sorry.
No, they're all banging.
They're all banging. Yeah, here's the thing, is I want you this summer to do something with just the plain cookie butter ice cream because that's just a good ice cream.
It really is.
Maybe just have that as like on the menu. People want to, I don't know. These were all fantastic. There wasn't a bad one in it.
No. But that number four.
I think number four is Butterface.
I like the variation.
I think number four is Butterface. Yep. All right.
Perfect.
This is cookie butter ice cream with a raspberry swirl and the Biscoff cookie chunks in it.
Yes. Yep.
Is it hard to make?
No.
No?
It is not.
Not bad. Heck yeah.
We got our ice cream, boys.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah. We got our ice cream, boys. What else is going down at Gilligan's this summer? What do we got planned?
Oh, we got a lot of stuff. Since we have the market now, we're going to try to do some events there.
Okay.
We got a lot of lawn space there. We invite people to come down.
Sure.
Check out the restaurant, obviously. Get your ice cream, your burgers, and come on down to the Gilligan's Fresh Market. Check out the grocery store. We may try to do some cruisins down there.
Okay, that's fun. People love those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep, a lot of events.
We're still adding customers, for our wholesale side. So you can find that around Central New York.
Yeah, if you want to order Gilligan's ice cream, look them up. Get them in your spot, man. If you got a grocery store or a restaurant or something.
Oh. That's always a treat when you come across the big ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, I love it. I love discovering those.
And we're local. Yep. You know, that's the biggest thing is we're local. Central New York, I'm right from the area. So.
Gilligan's ice cream. They will have this year's show flavor, Butterface. It is a cookie butter ice cream with raspberry swirl and Biscoff cookie chunks. 10 out of 10. 11 out of 10, boys.
You sure? No. Not the surprise fifth flavor of
Polish pickle sausage.
Yeah. Maybe with a Lindberger cheese base.
Sherburn's getting real farty. They're getting real farty.
We were going to do pickled asparagus.
I don't know what that trend is. That's an old-timer thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're at the bar, there's pickled eggs, pickled sausage.
Spam.
Because it keeps.
Yeah. Make a trip. It's one of my favorite road trips of the year. You head down to Sherbourne. You get one of the best burgers you're going to have.
I love the burger.
At Gilligan's. You're going to get your ice cream. Go see the market. Go see the boys down there. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
We got our ice cream, baby. Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse coming up in a couple weeks. They'll be there. It's K-Rock. Syracuse.com's got a photo of just a dude. I think they're doing it in this lake.
She seems pretty hot, too.
Yeah, good for them, I guess.
Good for her.
I think Syracuse.com is just posting pornography on the internet now.
Hell yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, we are available wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I know there's
issues.
I
get mine on Apple, so is it there?
So, no, I don't know why. I don't know why. Some people are getting Apple podcasts in their app. It's definitely working on desktop. I don't know why. I'll work on that after the show today. Again, I apologize, but
I forgive you.
We will do our best. If we can't get it on Apple, go to Spotify. We're over there as well. Type in K-Rock, the show. Well, a random poll asked Americans, if you could freeze time, would you do something illegal and what would you do?
So if
I could turn back time.
We haven't heard from Sharon in a while. You could freeze time.
I don't know.
Saved by the Bell style.
Yeah, that used to be the all day, every day. You'd be like, I wish I could just freeze.
Well, what would you do?
Get the answers to the math test.
86% of people said yes, they would do something illegal.
Yes.
What would you do? I mean, I'd steal money. I'd steal stuff.
Absolutely steal stuff. I'm sorry. I would take TVs from Walmart.
Yeah, I don't care.
Trying to think of places it wouldn't matter, because I'm not going to like go and take all of Gilligan's ice cream.
No.
Type deal. Not like that, but like, you know, Walmart's getting ransacked for sure. Target is getting ransacked.
What are you stealing from there?
TVs, like,
I'm thinking
maybe
about what would I steal.
I don't know. I'm hitting up places first where people aren't the best. I'm going to Chick-fil-A and getting all the chicken sandwiches and giving them to homeless people.
I am. Here comes your girl, by the way, walking by. I would definitely find a place with a lot of money. I'm going to take that money. Yep. Sorry, I found it. Yep. It's my money now. Then I'll do what you did. I'm going to game, like video games, computer stuff, TV stuff. I'm stealing that.
Go to the bank, hit up a vault.
Yeah. But I've always been told, like from all my crime shows, the banks don't really have that much money in them. Everything is just.
Like
on paper now. Like you might get a few thousand.
And how you getting into the vault? You have to unfreeze, do a little robin first, get the guy that's got the codes or all that crap, and then turn it around. So.
Memily says she's doing a little loot and scoot. Just an old loot and scoot.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Let's see. I am absolutely. Everything, including like animals and people, are frozen.
Oh boy. Yeah. Why? What are you going to do the animals?
Going to the zoo. Going to the zoo.
You don't want the animals moving around though. You want them just frozen?
No, that tiger eat me so fast.
Oh, you could get up
I'm
to get, it.
I'm and, hopping into that tiger cage and real
just
quick.
Just because you want to pet a tiger.
I'm gonna lay on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna lay it like a Michael Jackson Thriller cover.
Okay, that'd be nice.
But me and a big tiger. Oh, get on an elephant. You could probably do that now. They wouldn't mind that.
What would I eat? Would I go to a McDonald's?
Oh.
Where would I go eat? Oh. Like, I got any meal I want.
Go to like. Oh, like a smoked meat place that they're already all done.
Yeah,
and you like, can just have at it instead of going like a McDonald's. Got to kind of make your own or hope that it's being.
Which is pretty. It's pretty easy to figure that out. I couldn't just randomly, you know.
No.
Make a big meal, but I would definitely find some food to eat.
Yeah.
A Burger King, maybe. I don't know how to use those broilers. They're always catching on fire.
All right. Go to the mall.
The comments in this article said.
And obviously, a ladies' locker room. Let's not act like I'm not going to look at Chinese. I mean, come on.
Non-consensual Chinese, I guess.
I'm not going to touch them.
Just write a letter saying, sorry, I looked at them. Sorry.
Like, hey, no, you're...
Okay. I froze time.
Hey, how you doing? Okay, sorry. Thank you, bye.
It's not creepy if time was frozen. Sorry.
Sorry.
The poll noted never paying for groceries again. Oh, so these people think they can do it all the time.
So it's like their forever power.
Their forever power is to... What the hell was Zach's last name? Why can't I remember?
Morris.
Zach Morris.
Yeah.
Is that Zach Morris finger snap time freeze?
Yep.
Robbing from banks.
That's, yeah.
You people want to touch sharks.
Punch it.
Can't move.
Yeah. No, yeah, wait for like the Brinks guy to leave somewhere and be like, yoink, sorry.
How could we steal you a house, though? How do we get you a house?
throw the people into like a river.
Just homicide, straight up murder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, how would we get you a house if we could freeze time?
It would have to be a... Oh, man, yeah, I don't even...
I'm working through it logistically. What would we do?
It's a lot of steps. You have to go to a place that's for sale, but through a bank.
Yep.
Find the paperwork.
Yep.
All my name, everything is on it, and then find whatever...
The balance is
paid.
Then you pay it off.
Oh, and there's another one. Good.
And then it's paid.
And then, yep. And then
you own that house. And
then,
okay.
And then I have the deed now, but then I take it wherever and I like shove it somewhere in the bank so they don't even have to ever worry about it.
And that's just your house. Okay. I like that.
Done.
And a lot of people just said they'd get more sleep. What?
Deb's got a way easier idea.
Buy one with stolen money. Yeah. We just kind of did that, Deb.
Yeah, that's a lot easier. I'll just steal a bunch of money and then go to a house and be like, here.
I own this house now.
Here's this money.
Yeah.
I stealed it. And I'll take it back. Grinch style. I'm going to Robin Hood myself.
Because a lot of you are saying you'd steal cool cars and stuff, but I'm with... if you think through it, and I know this isn't a real situation, but, I would need to register this stolen car at some point. It'd be no different than stealing a car now.
Or just be for funsies.
Like, go rip around during your frozen time.
I'm doing my errands in frozen time, but in a Lambo.
Yeah.
And then, you know... Just dump the Lambo. Who cares?
I mean, the answer is always use the stolen money. Like, the stolen money can buy things.
Yes.
But then the taxes are
going to...
How nerdy am I that I'm like, well, I did steal all this money while I froze time, but then the IRS is going to come looking for me and...
Yep.
I got to be a part of that $1.7 billion slush fund Trump put together so I can be...
Always...
Defended.
Just always be getting new ones. Dumping them off.
Mm-hmm.
You got your own car for just regular time, but sorry, during frozen time is the only one you get to use your stolen Lambos. Ooh, casino.
And maybe this is a stoner thought, but if I keep freezing time over and over again,
you're never going to advance.
No, I'm going to age, but my family's not.
Nope.
So there's going to witness me getting older and older, exponentially.
All of a sudden, one week, you're going to be 60 because you've frozen.
I've kept freezing their time.
And it's only gone for them. It's only been 2-3 years, but for you, it's been 10.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sister says Cody should steal a nice sugar mama's heart. He's been trying, sister. He's been trying.
I'm trying.
Trying to lure you here with ice cream and everything.
I got ice cream.
On Tuesdays, we talk to Cindy Payne from Oliver Payne Greenhouses. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Last week, we were talking about frost. Now, it's 92 degrees.
Yeah, highly unusual.
Yeah. So, we came down over the weekend. We got our hanging baskets and some petunias.
Oh.
What are people shopping for now?
Oh, everything. Flowers, vegetables, hanging baskets. It depends if you're an instant gratification person or not.
Yes.
I am, so I plant hanging baskets because it's instant gratification.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
It works very well. The thing you want to remember right now, today's going to be another warm day, everybody. So keep your things watered. Keep your baskets watered. Check them if they're dry. I tell everyone, lift it. If it's hanging up, just put your hand under it and give it a good little push. If it's really heavy, it's okay. Don't water it. If it's light, water it. Don't let it go through a really hot day, stressing out being dry all day. Also, we're going to come into some a little bit cooler temperatures after today. Don't panic. It's okay. We're going to get more normal, and that's a good thing. I see in the forecast they're showing a 38 for, I think, not tomorrow night, the next night.
Oh, Cindy.
It's not going to freeze. 38 is nothing to be worried about. So don't worry about covering things up.
Oh.
But the folks in the North Country might want to be watching the temperatures a little closer. But we should be safe now. But always I tell people, watch the forecast. Watch the temperatures. See what we're doing so you're a little more prepared. I highly doubt we're going to get a frost at this point.
What should we be planting for our vegetables right now?
Tomatoes are the most popular thing, tomatoes and peppers. People love them. I would wait maybe a little bit on squashes. Wait another week. They're tender, and if it's a little cool, they don't like it.
Okay.
So squashes, watermelons, things like that, cucumbers. But tomatoes and peppers are the thing right now, and you can plant them not only in the ground. A lot of people don't know you can plant containers of vegetables. If you've got a nice big pot, put about 3 tomato plants in that and stake it up or put a cage over it. You could do peppers the same way. Put a little collection of peppers in a pot. If you can't get down on your knees, which a lot of us can't now, and you can't dig in the dirt or you don't want to dig in the ground, you could do pots of vegetables. Just make sure you've got more than one plant in there because they need buddies to pollinate. They can't pollinate all by themselves.
Good to know. Cindy Payne, Oliver Payne Greenhouses, 125 South Granby Road. Like Cindy said, right between Beeville and Fulton. You come up Route 48, take a left on South Granby when you see the Payne Greenhouses sign, and you'll see them right up the road there.
Boom.
That is us. And we're open every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 3.
Go see Cindy and the crew up there. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Cindy Payne, Oliver Payne, Greenhouses. We can't get on our knees like we used to, Cody.
I mean, I get it.
Can't get down on our knees.
You can, but...
Aww. You will see that band for zero human monies. So, at the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, presented by Tiles Friendly Markets. Get your tickets. Oh, you don't need to because they're free.
Boom. Oh, look what he did.
All the information, tasteofsyracuse.com. I was texting Cody yesterday. I finally gave Freddie one of those CBD treats.
Yep.
We had people coming over for the oldest birthday cake last night.
And you were like, you know.
And I was like, he's going to be an a-hole because, listen, I probably didn't give him any good training as he was a puppy. I failed him. Probably as a dog.
But
at this point, he's 10 years old.
They know what they're doing.
He's just going to be an a-hole all the time.
Yeah, he's excitable.
He's excitable. He loves being around people. He wants to be pets. He wants to play. He wants to jump up on you. So I was like, all right. Coco got me some of these weed treats, basically. And I gave Freddie one. And at first, I was like, man, is it not working? And then about an hour and a half in, I looked over at the couch, and he was just laid out.
Like, I'm having a good night. Are you guys having a good night?
What's going on?
I tried with Elsa when it was those storms a while back. I mean, it seemed to work the littlest bit, but she just cannot deal with thunder.
Yeah.
Not her jam.
Yeah,
Very weird.
I'm a fan now. I'm going to use those. I'm not going to dose him because, you know.
No, but they were just CBD.
I only have people come to my house a couple times a year, so I'll just do that.
They're fine.
And I,
trust me, I've heard that he can handle bong rips.
That's what I've heard.
I heard that he likes them.
Well, the Wheel of Fortune is celebrating America's 250th birthday. You're damn right.
Oh, I like when they do theme week.
They're doing two theme weeks.
Okay.
The 250th birthday celebration will kick off next month with 2 weeks of patriotic programming.
Yeah, but it's not. I haven't watched it
Wheel of
since
Fortune?
Pat left. So
it's Ryan Seacrest now.
No, I don't think I'll care.
No. Oh, didn't Pat say, Jack, he's like a nutball now?
Oh, I don't know. Is he?
I think he went all like super right wing. He's always
really?
On like Twitter arguing with people.
No idea. I know he was
Sully of Pat Sajak's name.
I know he was hilarious. He was one of the funniest.
I loved him as the host.
Guests on Levitard show when he was on.
Was he?
He was hilarious.
I think old guy brains just do that. Yeah. They start to deteriorate.
Yeah. Right.
And they want to tell us, they're putting letterboxes into school.
They're making the cats gay.
All right, Pat Sajak. Ryan Seacrest, Vanna White, and Coca-Cola will help viewers drink in the spirit, sights, and stories of America through the lens of one of television's most beloved shows. I do love Wheel of Fortune. I love game shows. You guys know that about me. I love a Wheel of Fortune. I love Jeopardy. I'm too dumb for. I don't understand. I can't answer questions. Unless it's Teen Jeopardy, and even then I feel embarrassed.
But even then, again, with no Alex Trebek.
Yeah. Who is it? Ken Jennings now?
Oh, I don't even know.
You are right, because even Price is Right, one of my all-time favorite game shows. Even Drew Carey, I'm like, I don't want to watch Drew Carey.
Yeah, no, it's harder when it doesn't have the guys that made it what it is, really.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Wheel of Fortune since Pat left, because that was always a good, that was another random summer show that you would randomly just have the TV on at 7:30, and you're like, 7:00, you're like, Wheel of Fortune. Okay.
Wheel of Fortune is stressful in my house because my wife is such a, like a puzzle genius, especially word puzzles. That you'll be sitting on the couch and like the first letter will be like E. And she goes, trick or treat. I'm like, what? There's one letter.
Trick or treat.
She always gets them so fast. And I'm like, all right.
It's hard playing those games with smart people that and Jeopardy, especially, you know what I mean?
And I'm being so dim that I'm like, it could say tri or treat.
Trash or treasure.
Treasures and treats.
One man's trash was another man's treasures. Yes! Yes!
And then she just looks at me and sighs like, oh. No. Thank God the kids got my damn my brain. Thank God.
Because it's also, that's not fair to playing a teacher in Jeopardy.
No,
I feel like
really
she has to leave
too,
the room.
Yeah.
No, she has to leave the room.
We did every year.
It's you
for,
versus the kids.
Every year for our oldest's birthday, they make a quiz about themselves. So we did a game show last night. But the questions weren't fair because it would be like, what was my favorite grade? Or like, I don't know what your favorite grade was.
False. Pui-K.
Yeah. What's my favorite color?
Black.
Red. It ended up being red.
Black.
Red. But there were some other ones. It was like, so there's... In our house, Pepper is the cat that passed.
Yep.
Piper is the cat we currently have.
Mm-hmm.
Freddy is Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions was, which is my favorite pet? Piper, Pepper, Freddy, none of the above. We're like,
Is it none of the above? Some weird imaginary animal that we're not aware of?
No, I think it was Pepper, even though Pepper had passed away, sadly. Yeah, okay. I think Pepper was the answer.
Gotcha.
But it is fun because you walk into it thinking, I'm going to ace this. And then there's these questions are thrown at you.
Like, that's not fair.
I'm like, I don't know.
What do I secretly dream about it? I never told anybody about ever in my entire life.
Huh? What's my biggest fear? I don't know. Should we talk about it?
You have to guess.
Wow, that's high praise, Ben. Shout out to my Phoenix sports boosters who, Casanova was in town last night. My very own Ben Riley says the concession stand in Phoenix was above average. Decent burger and a cold Gatorade. 4.1 out of 5 stars. Great
I like that.
Ratings.
That's good rating. Yep.
Ben, you should really make an account where you rate high school concession stands. Like, you're a high school concession stand food critic.
That really would have been.
Because now awesome I'm thinking,
thing.
I wish there I could remember what school had the Little Caesars, but that would have got a high praise for me.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about that. Yep. Wasn't it up like Mexico or something?
It's all become a blur. When you travel that much to go to kids' games, you just all the schools look the same.
But that's the move.
You get out of your car. You go inevitably go to the wrong door. That's not the door. You got to go actually to the other door. But the gym is right here. I know, but that's not. That door's locked.
No,
you got to go up.
Sorry, if you're going to go around.
You got to go around to the front.
I almost got Little Caesars on accident, but I was a nice person.
What?
Some guy got out of his car at a DoorDash and had like 3 Little Caesars pizzas and crazy bread and stuff, and I was just out on my balcony, and I'm the only everyone that's ever out anywhere up there. So he just stopped right in front of my building, got out, saw me, pointed, and I went, "Hey, how you doing?" Just because somebody pointed at me, and he got out, walked up to my balcony, goes, "Do you want these, or do you want me to like stand by the door and take a picture? I just got to take a picture." And I went. And I didn't understand. I was like, do you want me to hold him while you take a picture? And he goes, is this your blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, man, not me. He goes, I'm sorry. He goes, I saw you out there. No one's ever out here, so I thought that was you. I almost got myself alone.
But then that guy, your neighbor, would have got a picture of you holding his pieces. Hey, man, why'd you take my pizzas? Huh?
What pizzas?
I had the photo of you.
I'll have them
while you're eating a slice of pizza. I don't know. I found it.
It's crazy.
This is my pizza.
It's crazy how that happened. Don't get me crazy.
That's pretty good.
That sucks.
Nah, man.
Should probably give the guy a good review, though.
Yeah, though. He did really good. Did you tip good, though? Because he did really good.
You tip him well.
He did a good job. Ben Riley's saying Marcellus makes homemade fried dough. Wow.
I bet there's some places that
I should document it. Next basketball season, I'll start to make...
Just to see who's got one.
I'll start to rate concession stands. There's been some good ones.
Yep.
I haven't had any bad ones. Now, I have during basketball season, made two separate concession stand meals that I would have loved to have somebody review. I made a chili.
Oh, yeah.
For one game.
I forgot you did.
And then I made a mac and cheese for one game.
And that's impressive. If I ever went to a game back in the day and there was out there with chili.
Yeah, I think Burn is right. Oneida High School has Little Caesars, he said. Then Oneida High School.
Okay.
Pretty clutch.
So, yeah, there you go.
Pretty clutch to have a Little Caesars right there.
That ain't bad at all.
Because sometimes the concession stand will get pizzas brought in.
Yeah.
Yep. Sometimes you'll get to there and the school boosters will be doing a pulled pork.
See, so those lots of options.
Burgers, hot dogs, you know, they're out there doing it.
That's usually what the norm was at Aslan.
Burgers and dogs.
It was burgers, dogs, and we had like the nacho machine.
So you could the cheese.
Yeah, so you could do that. Yeah, you guys got some top-notch
Westmoreland football is top-notch, they say. VVS isn't bad.
Look at all these things.
Very nice. Yeah, rate your high school concession stand.
Yeah.
Obviously, be polite. These are volunteers who are trying to raise money for the sports program.
But, I mean, if it's terrible, call them out by full first, last names.
Mm-hmm.
Dox them with an address.
Riley says his top five, Marcellus, Skinny Atlas, VVS, Salve, and Kaz.
Salve?
Salve. Now, what have I eaten in Salve?
Cat.
Oh, that's right.
That was back in the day.
Yep. Salve.
Yeah, I don't frequent Salve nearly as much as I should, knowing that they've got a lot of different options that are all kind of hidden.
I'm doing a thing now.
They probably like it that way, so
I need to see what it's like to pull into Salve so then I can remember the school.
Like when you go over that bridge from the fair, you're leaving the fair? Is that the way you come in?
Go down that road there. Let me see if I can remember what Salve High School looks like. Okay, I've been here. I can't recall recall the concessions, but I have been here.
Well,
for a basketball game.
Now we're going to have to,
I guess,
pay more attention to it.
Yep. Little Caesars is a sponsor for Oneida. All sports boosters.
That's cool.
Good for that, man.
That's cool.
West Jenny has delicious burgers and nachos.
See that? Man, that's where it's at.
What was the stand?
I'm going to have some kids.
Was it Manlius? There's a school that we went to for a soccer game that has two big soccer fields. One is like inside of a fenced in area with bleachers.
Gotcha.
The other is just kind of off to the right.
For others.
So JV played on that one and then varsity played on the fenced in one and they had a great concession stand. They were doing fresh popcorns.
ESM is kind of like that technically.
I would have remembered ESM. Stadium.
Nango?
Is it Chittenango maybe?
Because I don't remember, so I'd like to be proven wrong. I don't think ESM has that good of a concession stands. Probably not. I really don't know. I don't remember.
Chittenango. Let me see if let me look at the athletic field at Chittenango.
Chittenango does. I actually know Chittenango does because I've gone there for several things. And the last time was very recent when my uncle was inducted into their sports hall of fame.
Congratulations.
So they actually really do have a good concession stand.
Mm-hmm.
Like mod sticks and stuff.
Oh, if you're doing mod sticks, if you're doing fried foods.
They've got a fryer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chittenango School.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
In Chittenango, you also have to kind of go off into your own thing. So that might be another one that's got the stadium.
They
and
had
then
a
off
standalone
the
spot. Oh. It was nice. Listen, there's a lot of great concession stands out there. People putting in hard work.
Yeah. I love hanging out at high schools. Wait, what?
Well, he's broken another one. This guy is, what's his name? David Rush. He just kind of does world record challenges.
Oh.
Like Guinness World Record things. This is his gimmick.
Are they like easy?
Like most peas eaten in a minute.
What's the record for that?
I just closed that one.
I don't know.
I'll find it for you though.
What's
he's
the
done
world
that
record for most peas eaten in a minute?
His was most peas. What did you say? What did it see?
108 peas?
Because you're individual. You got to go one at a time.
Oh,
you can't just do a big scoop.
Can't do a big scoop.
You got to go one at a time.
My OCD doesn't like that.
No, you got to go one at a time.
No.
So he just broke the most toothpicks to break in a minute at 84. 84 toothpicks in 1 minute.
So he's just picking.
He did a. I'll show you the video. I don't know if it translates, but I'll show you the video. He lines up 84, probably more, on the edge of a bar. and just kind of goes cup, 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 like down that way a little bit.
No, that's cheating.
Oh, you're calling shenanigans. Here, I'll play it for you.
Well, did the Guinness people say it was okay?
They gave it to him.
Oh, all right, that's okay. I thought you'd have to pick it up.
This was supposed to be a family vacation, but somehow
he's picking him up.
Ended up putting on a
he's
show.
Picking him up.
Oh, you gotta pick him up.
On a 15-day Disney cruise in the middle of the Pacific, trying to get to American Samoa, which happens to be the most remote U.S.
That's the best
park.
Samoa.
It ended up being the cheapest way to get there. But it also meant we had a lot of time at sea. Oh. Like, a lot of time. 15 days.
Whoa!
I mean, 11 of the 15 days at sea. So after a few days, I started thinking, I should probably break a world record. I'd already broken the one-minute cocktail stick record before, so I knew the technique. I knew the pace. So I set up a table, laid out all the sticks, and it actually turned into a bit of a show. There were passengers watching. I had timers, witnesses. The ship had its own juggler. Even he wanted to help me out. We counted it down. 3, 2, 1, go. And I went. I started snapping as fast as I could, trying to stay in rhythm. Stick after stick after stick for the full minute.
Like Inks Mazal.
I had snapped 84. The previous record was 58.
Whoa!
By 26. After that, we checked every single stick to make sure the brakes were clean. 84 counted. And the wild part is more than a year later, it still hasn't been officially approved. Come on. But we ended up making it to American Samoa. And my family and I have now visited all 63 U.S. national parks.
Wow. America Samoa. 11 days at sea? No thanks. I ain't got no fear of water like Cody has, but I don't need to be on a boat for 11 days.
Yeah, It's too. You're too out in the middle of nothing.
Because then at the end of it, this is the thing. I got to get my mom on the phone. I got to get my mom on the phone because she's doing a thing now.
What? Where's
this
she going?
This is a bigger discussion,
I Where's
think.
She going? No. She's not going out on the ocean forever and ever.
No, the opposite. The opposite.
She's going to the desert for one day.
No. I told her last night when she was on her birthday cake. I go, our family trip this year is going to be to the Pacific Northwest. We want to go see the Redwoods and then go up to Seattle. Pay homage to grunge music.
Big wood. Oh my God.
So she goes, well, I'm going to go too. Not with us. She's like, I'm going to the Pacific Northwest. And we go, oh, how are you getting out there? I'm taking a train. And I go, Mom.
Why?
You're not taking a train from here to the Pacific Northwest. I can give you the answer if you want to know.
Yeah, yeah.
5 days. 5 days.
Well, you know what, though? She's retired. She lives her best life. She got two new hips.
5 days.
She wants to see
the
sights.
She's bringing Bob's coming along.
Yep.
And I go, Mom, so after all is said and done, you get out to the Pacific Northwest.
And then you fly back? I ain't training back.
That's what I said. I go, you're going to train all the way back?
No.
She goes, Josh, it's going to be fine. We'll get one of those sleeper cars. Bob's retired. Yeah. He's got nothing but time.
I'm surprised you aren't all about this.
I don't want to be on a train for that long.
It's a train. You love those dorky things.
If it was like, the only way I would do that is if, first of all, that sleeper car is the nicest hotel room you've ever seen.
Okay.
Like, right, like the sleeper cars I've seen are like the size of this desk.
That's to say, mine could be that. As long as I'm not sharing it. Yeah.
I want to have space. And also, I want to get off every, few hours.
Oh, they're not making stops?
They're making stops, but she's not getting off.
Oh, I thought like they'd make stops and you see.
No, it's not like that. Because you bought a train ticket. They're not like, all right, go enjoy Chicago for a few hours. No, you're on the train. It's like a bus.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, just what your mother wants.
She wants to do it in every state.
She wants to take the train. Fuzz Christ. I didn't think about that.
Oh, boy. Good luck.
That's going to mean he's going to put me in charge of the
if
house again,
you
Fuzz.
You mow the lawn incorrectly.
I didn't think about that, Fuzz.
Ooh, is it? Will it be
I'm
going
to be house sitting for a month.
Will it be when you're gone and then I can do it and then I will play pranks?
You'll never speak to me again. If you had to be under his thumb for a month, you'd say, I just
wouldn't answer any of
this
the messages.
This isn't worth it.
I would do the things, make sure the house isn't burnt down.
Fuzz, I didn't even think about the house sitting again.
Pay the oldest.
Cousin
you're
Jay,
doing it.
What's that, Cousin Jay? You'll do it? Oh. Yep.
Oh, you love your
Cousin Jay
your
loves his Aunt Tam Tam. Okay. He's going to do it. That's
perfect.
What I heard about it. Cousin Jay verified it, and I'm reading the article here. It is illegal in the state of New York, because everything is, to practice driving on the driving course that you will take the test on. I'm on the road.
Maybe I'm not aware. Are there some places where it's like marked off? Because downtown, you can't tell me to not drive around the most. In Fulton, I took it around the inner streets of Fulton, mm-hmm. out in Wampsville. I don't know how it works, but I'm assuming it's the same. Like, where do people take their driving tests?
I guess I didn't know. Like, I had just... Last night, I was like, yeah, we're going to go out and maybe see, like, practice the driving tests on the course. And my stepdad's like, you can't do that. I go, what? And he goes, yeah, you're breaking the law. Cousin Jay said while he was doing his driving test, the instructor had him pull over. He walked up to a car, knocked on the window, and took down their information because he caught them practicing on the route.
Wow.
I'm on the road, bro.
There's signs all over Park Ave. That's so weird. That you can't do it? I mean...
I guess it...
I
can practice for every other thing in life, but I can't practice for that?
I mean, I can understand the littlest bit.
What benefit would I have by going the route?
Well, I want
besides
you...
Besides knowing the route.
That. They want to see how you react.
In situations.
Yes.
Instead of knowing every
now
stop
Now you know
sign,
what's going to happen, so you'll know when they say, turn right. And, you know, whatever they're supposed to do.
Right.
But who cares?
That's a wild rule.
It's about being safe on the road.
Yeah.
Not about whether or not the instructor deems that you are, like, no, man. Like, if he can see that you can drive, he can see that you can drive. If you can't, no amount of practice is going to matter if you can't drive.
I think you're right. It gives you like the littlest edge, but it's not a huge advantage.
It's not that's not what we should be worrying about in the state of New York. That's not the...
I learned that last night. I didn't know that.
I do remember...
Because I wouldn't even know what the course is in Fulton. I wouldn't know what to drive. I don't know where they're going to drive unless I watch a driving instructor do it and just follow behind them.
If I remember where I was, like, you know, you're driving on the main street in Fulton, like when you get off of 40, was it 41 right there? Is that 41?
I think you're like, you turn by Burger King, right? What I remember?
I took a right up into the town a little bit.
Yeah.
And then there was just a guy sitting
by
in front of a
cemetery,
street.
I think.
So I don't even remember what it was. He was just there. And then we got out and we just took a couple laps, like, through the town of Fulton for like 20 seconds, but there was never like a sign or anything.
When I took my motorcycle test there, that's my most recent driving test. That was still 15 years ago. We took a right at Burger King and then we all lined up. Like, I feel like there's a field or a park or something there.
Okay.
And then he would just one by one, he'd be like, all right, go ahead. And on motorcycle, they follow you. Like, they're not on the back of the bike.
They would do that over at Chopping Town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the weekends, they would have all those parking lots over there all opened up.
Iron Chat's got a good point. It's probably so you don't have 20 kids practicing while we're trying to do road tests.
Is that as well?
I can see both sides. I just didn't know it was illegal.
I can see a little bit.
Yeah.
As long as they're... I mean, but I mean, like, could you imagine...
Like, you're not doing driving tests at 7 p.m. if I'm out here at 7 p.m.
But just imagine you're doing that, and then...
No.
You
stop it.
Or you're no longer... Oh, you're here to take your road test? Guess what?
Busted.
You are not allowed, because I have your information here. You practice it, and now
you gotta go
banned.
To another town.
Like, what?
It's an interesting fact I learned last night. Yes, there's still hockey happening, so we will play Golden Knights at Avalanche for your gaming stream. Gaming... Powered by Hidden Gardens, coming soon to the north side of Syracuse, not to be hidden much longer. And Ryan Phelps Auto Sales, you are buying from Ryan. Ryan Phelps Auto Sales, locations all over CNY, including now in Rome.
Not down to Rome.
Radio World, you get the 90s at 9, kicking
off
with some tonic. It's K-Rock.